and two players from Newfoundland and Labrador are at the Team Canada selection camp in Red Deer. But as with the rest of the team, they are in quarantine at the moment after two of their teammates tested positive for COVID-19. Dawson Mercer of Bay Roberts and Alex Newhook of St. John's are there. Mercer played a part-time role with last year's gold medal team, and Newhook, he was a late cut. Newhook, who plays for Boston College, he got a bit of a late start at camp because of the process getting across the border into Canada. Newhook speaks with VOCM's Brian Medour.
So once you do fully integrate, what is the process then? Do you guys test every day, period? Periodically, how does that work?
We were going pretty strong here, testing every 3 days since we got here. But we had an outbreak with two guys testing positive, so we're actually now quarantined in a hotel for 9 more days here, and we're testing every day just to make sure no one comes up with anything. So 9 more long days, but after that, we'll join the group, and I think we'll probably just remain at testing every day from here on out.
So that'll mean you'll be without hockey practice for a couple of weeks. I think it's December 6th you're back to full practicing. How does that where does that leave you in terms of conditioning and preparation for the tournament?
Yeah, it's definitely not ideal in what we were kind of hoping for to stay on the ice and you know, for the whole group's sake and for my sake and the other NCAA guys' sake. You know, we were just looking forward to really get into the group in a couple more days, and then to have to get shut down. It's pretty unfortunate, but it is what it is, and this year is definitely different than any other. So we're kind of rolling with the bounces here. We're doing workouts in our room. We just got spin bikes delivered to our room for the next 9 days, so we'll be able to kind of, you know, keep a level of conditioning up and hopefully, you know, take flight once we get back on the ice.
I was going to ask, how do you work out in a hotel room?
Yeah, our strength coach is doing a really good job, actually. We do workouts actually over, like, Zoom video calls. So he's given us some good stuff to do, some, you know, isocentric stuff and stuff like that. And then we got the bike, so we'll be all right. It's definitely not your typical workout, but we're making work with what we got.
You missed the cut last year. Team Canada went on with that dramatic comeback victory, of course, against Russia in the gold medal game. Being cut from the team, does that weigh in on you in any way, shape, or form?
It's definitely, you know, been something on my mind since last year. And you know, like you said, when they go on to win gold, it kind of stings a bit more when knowing you were, like, one of the last guys to be cut. So, yeah, coming back, I think, you know, for me, it's definitely a big goal of mine to make the team, but also to, you know, make an impression in more ways than just making the team in the tournament and stuff like that. So, yeah, definitely a bit of a chip on my shoulder coming in here and with a lot to prove, but a lot of guys are trying to prove things to get to the tournament and make the final roster. So the intensity is good, and hopefully I can, you know, do everything I can to get there.
How's life at Boston College? What's that been like? You won Rookie of the Month honors there a while. I think it was last season, was it not?
Yeah. It's been good. Yeah, it's definitely different than what it was last year and whatever else, but I think that's the same for everywhere in the world right now. But we just started playing games this weekend. We got a win last night against UMass, and it's good that games are going ahead, and at least we're playing hockey, which is, you know, why we all kind of went to school. So the social life aspect isn't as fun, I guess. We're kind of sitting in our rooms doing not much, but it's good that we're playing.
Now you have another Newfoundlander there too, Dawson Mercer, Bay Roberts. But are you guys kind of striking a friendship? Are you going to be, say, thick as thieves, if you will?
Yeah, me and Dawson have been close for a while now, so it's cool that we're both here. We were both at camp last year, and he was lucky enough to move on. And, you know, having the opportunity for two Newfoundlanders to be on the World Junior team, I don't think it's anything that's been done before, so hopefully me and him can make some history here and finish it off with the gold medal.
And there is talk, you know, in the sporting circles just about everywhere. We have our fingers crossed that this tournament is going to go ahead, but Alberta, of course, being a hot spot right now, and we're all just thinking, holy cow, could this tournament actually be scrapped? What are you guys saying amongst yourselves?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of effort put in by definitely Hockey Canada. You know, they put a lot into this tournament to make it happen, and I think their protocols that they have in place are very appropriate, and I think it's going to put us in a place to really go ahead with the tournament.
Yeah, that's VOCM's Brian Medour speaking with Alex Newhook of St. John's, and of course him and Dawson Mercer of Bay Roberts, are at the Team Canada World Junior Selection Camp in Red Deer, but as with the rest of the team, the two are in quarantine at the moment after two of their teammates tested positive for COVID-19.